Whew. So anyway, welcome back to Happy Fun Smiles, where we're kind of like spicy hummus, and if you don't like it, you probably just don't know about it and haven't actually tried. We're going to do something different, where it's just me who's going to kick it off, me being Jared. Chris is getting a new dog, and they're settling in and being a beautiful family. It's a pretty cool moment because I got to sit down with the microphone alone, which I don't think I've ever done. This is a first. And I'm not good at the computer stuff, so I got to watch Chris drive the robot from his house and get me all set up to do that. Pretty cool. And anyone who's played music with me knows this about Jared. I like to practice real well with the band, without the band, so that everybody's comfortable when the time comes to perform. But once we're live, there's nothing you can do to stop me. And I'm gonna basically do everything a little different to the point that you're gonna be like, well, you've never done that before and we've played this song 40 times. That being said, I'm gonna read you guys a story. It's one of my favorites. It's from 1922 and it's called The Otters and the Wolf. This will all make a little more sense later. Just hang out with me for a second. One day, a wolf said to her mate, "A longing has come upon me to eat fresh fish." "I will go and get some for you," said he, and he went down to the river. There, he saw two otters standing on the bank looking for fish. Soon, one of the otters saw a great fish, and entering the water with a bound, he caught a hold of the tail of the fish. But the fish was strong and swam away, dragging the otter after him. "Come and help me," the otter called back to his friend. "This great fish will be enough food for both of us." So the other otter went into the water. The two together were able to bring the fish to land. "Let us divide the fish into two parts." "I want the half with the head on," said one. "You cannot have that half. That is mine," said the other. "You take the tail." The wolf heard the otters, and he went up to them. Seeing the wolf, the otter said, "Lord of the gray grass color," I love that, "gray grass color, Lord even, this fish was caught by both of us together. We cannot agree about dividing him. Will you divide him for us?" The wolf cut off the tail and gave it to one, giving the head to the other. He took the large middle portion for himself, saying to them, "You can eat the head and the tail and not quarrel." And away he ran with the body of the fish. The otters stood and looked at each other. They had nothing to say, but each thought to himself that the wolf had run off with the best of the fish. The wolf was pleased and said to himself as he ran home, "Now I have fresh fish for my mate, and I bet she has something for you too, Mr. Wolf." His mate, seeing him, coming to meet him, saying, "How did you get this fish? You live on land, not in the water." Then he told her of the quarrel of the otters, and he said, "I took the fish as pay for settling their quarrel." That ends the story. I don't know what it means, but I like it, and I thought you guys might like it, and it does tie nicely into this and family, and welcome back. We should have a little button so I could kick off the theme song. I'm gonna go mess with the computer robot. Hopefully there's a beat over this later so that I sound cooler and stuff, and like I know what I'm doing. We love you so much. Enjoy the holidays. We're gonna be putting out stuff and things and whatever you call this stuff where like your screen on your phone looks like art that we did, that stuff, like wallpapers, like that. You know, you get it. Holler at us. We love you. Here we go.
I don't know if I'm ever going to reach the point where I have like special like plates and shit that I only use certain times a year.
You already do that. Like that pitcher, for example.
Well, now it's mine, but I'm saying like if I were to have people over at the house for like an event.
Sure.
Well,
get out the cutlery.
I don't have like we only use this if like someone died or it's Christmas. Like
exactly.
That doesn't exist in my house.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you have got to get to a certain level and stuff like that's usually handed down. It's beautiful.
My grandma had one of these that was like four times this big.
Okay.
That was like, that's what we drink holiday shit out of.
Yeah.
Like, you're not getting that out unless.
I like the idea of having one giant pitcher and then everybody gets their own personal mug pitcher.
Mini pitcher.
Right. I mean, no one's left out. Mm. Okay. What do you have in there?
Well, if the time of day isn't really going to be divulged. I have peach schnapps, which I'm a fruity man.
Sure.
Tart cherry juice. And I think it's just straight lime. The key lime.
LaCroix. Yes.
Some people call it LaCroix. I like to call it LaCroix because it drives people nuts.
It's doesn't?
LaCroix.
Okay.
Yeah.
The like key lime's nice.
When people say Chocolat Bleu. Like you can't say it without sounding... Right?
Yeah. Do it again. Suck me blue.
Yeah. Well, my little brother took like 12 years of French or some shit.
Okay.
And when he spouts it off, he's a ginger, which is fine. Fantastic. We need them. He's very aggressive, Jacob.
Yeah.
When he starts spouting out French, it doesn't make any sense, like just visually
right.
to see him do that. And it never comes out right. Right. So when I try to do it, like it's even worse. So you can imagine if you knew what you were saying.
Yeah.
Right. Right. I don't know how that really applies to...
Language is weird. I played a game this morning, woulda, shoulda, coulda, and like just worked on it and then realized they're just sounds that make me think shit.
Mm-hmm.
Woulda, shoulda, coulda. All I'm changing is just the prefix.
Oh, yeah.
But it means a whole different thing. Everyone try it. Woulda, shoulda, coulda.
The English language is a very funny, funny language. We have a limited amount of things that we can describe, use words to describe with, like we were talking about a couple weeks ago.
Right.
And if you were to just look at it on paper... Like, that should rhyme with that. I can't give you an example. Like, bologna shouldn't rhyme with pony, but it does.
Right.
But it's pronounced bologna.
Yes.
There's a lot of that going on, right?
A lot of that going on.
Right. Like, anyone that can baseline freestyle,
yeah,
I have to give them mad respect. So I'm like, you have a pretty good understanding of some silly shit that doesn't really make sense.
You've read your thesaurus.
Yeah. Sure, man. Back when I was like trying to have like a rap career when I gave up on being an emo person.
Well, sure.
It wasn't really, but I thought it'd be funny if like something worded as
you never
happened.
Really gave up on being an emo person.
Once it's in you, it's in you. Once you go down that road, bro, you can't get off the road. I would have as the first time I really ever looked at a thesaurus. I tried to rhyme orange, but I was like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to be the first person to ever rhyme orange with something.
Yeah.
It didn't happen.
Orange blows my mind too, because it's a fruit and a color and the same thing. And it's not a whole lot of things like that you call yellow. And it is also something you eat. It's
the grape would. Yeah. I mean, grape kind of blurs the lines there.
It does. There is a, yeah.
Yeah. Or grape. Cherry. I mean, but not really.
No. Nope. Orange.
You say cherry red, people usually.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you got there. That's your notebooks on the
left. A lot of things working. My fingernails are long again.
You haven't been chewing them? Do you chew your nails?
As a kid, I did horribly.
Oh, mine are
horrible.
Mine look awful.
But then I read a thing about how there's more fecal matter underneath your fingernails than you realize, even if you're washing your hands. And like, I literally quit biting my nails cold turkey when I was like 19 after reading that.
Never deterred me.
Yeah. I just stopped. But anyway, it's only been, 2 weeks max since we were sitting here, mm-hmm. and my nails are rocking again.
Yeah, do you like them? Feel weird?
They get hung up on stuff. Like I said, they're great tools, but...
I've only had long fingernails once in my life, and it was like an extreme like Chris makeover thing of like,
yeah.
We're not. I do it when I'm driving. It's like a weird nervous tick thing.
Sure.
That's why I've noticed like, that's one of my cues that like, oh, you're going through some anxious feelings.
You're running through some thoughts.
Yeah, or like yeah. If I take the Provigil and I don't take the magnesium powder...
Sure.
Which kind of offsets it. So it's, dude, it's a play school speedball.
You need balance. So what's going on here with the notebook and the notes and all this stuff was just the crab video and then doing Jared's diary. I felt like that was really cool and it kind of encompasses the family thing we're trying to do. So it gave me the idea of like, I'm going to continue to fill these little books and then I'll just have it with us always.
Is that a new one?
This is, I finished what you said I hadn't finished before.
Oh, fantastic.
So I didn't see you Friday because of Thanksgiving. You were out of town, which we're going to talk about tribe and family today. And that made me think about tribe and family that we have and our people and the listeners and us. And I just want to always be sharing it.
Oh, cool.
So this is Jared and Chris's diary, if that makes sense. But I want everybody to add to it.
Let me stop you.
Yeah.
That's Jared's journal. That's not Jared's diary. That's Chris's journal, homeboy.
Got you.
I have one, but it's on my phone and it's boring.
I know,
it doesn't make
I know.
Any sense.
So I just have this with me for whenever we're chatting and if stuff pops up that I like. And then these are my weekly notes here on the phone.
You know what we should do, man? When you get done with that sucker,
yeah,
we should give it to somebody.
Yeah, totally.
Somebody that wants it. Like, just like, don't force it on someone. Like, read this now.
Yeah.
Get confused.
Yeah, show up at their house. You know what I'm saying?
Here, you need to read this to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
And then
man.
Let's see. Yeah, but other favorite thing that we came up with was the wolf and the otter analogy because it's perfect.
Yeah. Once I realized,
And here's the thing. I've been telling people for a long time. I'm like, he's like a wild dog.
Yeah.
But when you say that, it comes across as offensive of like, he has no control. He's a wild dog. You've been around a wild dog? It's not fun.
No, you're unpredictable.
Yeah. Now, when you say wild wolf or just wolf, you're like, oh, majestic, respect to Native Americans. He knows what he's doing.
Right.
He's
a monster, but he doesn't want to hurt anybody.
Yeah, don't grab his tail.
Exactly.
You know, what'd you keep saying? Like, he's lovable, but
he smells like piss.
Does his piss really smell?
Yeah, for real. And then you are an otter, and the wolf wants to smash the otter with a rock, but he can't.
Yeah.
And they relate so well because a wolf can swim, but an otter can also come to land.
Right, but a wolf can't swim like an otter, bro.
No, but an otter can't run like the wolf.
Here's the thing about the otter. I don't know why I've always been... I don't know. They're just my thing.
They are your perfect thing.
I don't like... I like animals, right? But I don't go out of my way to like animals.
You don't.
Right. But the otter, for whatever reason, when I go to the zoo, I'm like pushing kids out of the way. I'm like, give me 10 minutes.
Let me see my family.
Yeah, because they're cute. They're so cute. And they're highly intelligent.
And they're smart, but they're vicious.
They hold hands when they sleep so they don't float away from each other.
Of course.
Right? Now, I don't know what that's about. I don't know if they're doing that because they love each other or it's more of like, I'm going to get in you later.
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
You never know what's going to happen.
But they're murdering freaks.
Psychopaths.
Unreal. I can't. It's like dolphins will play with, I want to say it's seals or some shit. They'll like torture these things to death because they're bored. They'll kick it around like a soccer ball.
Yeah.
Otters do the same thing with like mollusks.
Right.
And small game like fish. Like they'll keep it alive as long as they can.
Toss it around.
Yeah, they'll beat it until like an eyeball's off of it. But they're going to keep it around.
A cat plays with a mouse, right?
Basically. But they're so cute.
Adorable.
They're very cute.
Just precious little killing machines.
Right. Now I like the imagery of the wolf bringing the otter gifts.
I like the energy of the otter blessing the wolf.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's yin and yang.
It very much balanced.
Right. Yeah.
Respect.
Are you going to get a wolf tattoo?
I don't have any tattoos, man. Zero tattoos, everyone.
See, and that blows my mind because a lot of people don't understand who you, I mean, they do, they understand who you are through your voice and what you're saying, but like,
right.
Visually, sometimes you're like, I don't understand how he can look like a hippie.
Yeah.
But also look like a Brad Pitt Keanu kind of a thing going, but also look like, listen, he might have done a little time just for something that was a misunderstanding.
Totally.
He didn't hurt nobody.
No.
Just he was
read the Bible.
Right. Like there came in a, if someone that enforces the law got an argument about something that could have easily been avoided.
Yeah. Disagreement.
Right. He's a wolf. He's a wolf.
Exactly.
Okay. You don't yell at him.
Exactly.
Yeah. You don't yell at them.
I think it's time we let the people know a way that they could know me deeper.
Yeah. Now, you had something you wanted to say. Would you like to? Because we talked about this a couple days ago. I'm like,
I know that it scares you. Let me see where I wrote it.
I just don't want it to be I just don't want it to be taken the wrong way.
Well, basically, there's this documentary film that I wasn't aware of, and Chris showed me last night, probably less than 12 hours ago at this point, or whatever. And it's called 12 O'Clock Boys.
Right.
And it's one of Chris's favorite movies
of
all time. Top three.
It's a documentary.
Top three.
Yeah.
I cried three times.
Yeah. Within 5 minutes, you're like, that's me. I'm like,
that's me. I was screaming.
That's why I'm showing
that's
you.
Me. There's a scene I call the garage sale scene, which is not a garage sale at all in the documentary, but it is some people having a disagreement in the street, very excitedly. Lots of large women and children, and they're screaming. And
just
one kid.
Absolute queens, yes.
Goes by on a bicycle, and I stood up off the couch bawling and screaming, yeah. That's me, because the same thing happened instead of in the inner city of Baltimore, Maryland. This happened in a trailer park up north of Kansas City, where there was a large heated argument going on in the street between two families' garage sales.
Yeah.
So they got me and told me to take my shirt off and ride wheelies down the street to hustle up more people to our garage sale.
Nice.
So watching that scene, if you take the time, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. You'll feel something too.
Oh yeah. It's rich.
So basically I screamed, I am that kid, but now I have a podcast and an eloquent voice.
Eloquent, yes.
Yeah. Because we're all in this together. Watch that shit, feel something, get back to us.
Yeah, if you want it, for real, I mean that, if you want to get to know Jared, it's on Hulu right now. It's really hard to find sometimes. Like I couldn't find it for a long time.
12 O'Clock Boys.
And now it's on Hulu, which thank God.
Yeah.
If you want to get to know just who, like the essence that makes up Jared over here, just watch 12 O'Clock Boys, and he is very similar to the main character.
What's his name?
Pug.
Pug. The other thing to know is that, while mine was rural and this is urban, we did share the motorcycle dirt bike connection the whole way through.
It's very thick.
It's a big deal. It also shows you how powerful numbers are and banding together and family and how short life is, how precious it is. This kid gets it at 8 or 10 because he knows. He says it multiple times. He's like a prophet.
Oh, that's weird.
That... right now is all you got. Might not be here tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna ride some wheelies, dog. And it's so funny that that comes full circle to 2-3 episodes ago. We're talking about riding wheelies.
Mm-hmm.
And that metaphor.
Yeah.
And here's this kid living it.
Yeah.
Doing it.
Yeah. It took me a long time to make the connection, dude, because that thing came out in like 2012 or 13.
Yeah.
And like, I was just about it. Like, yeah. I was thinking about buying a dirt bike. Like, I'm not going to.
Totally.
Look at me, dude. You know me. I'm not going to even get the front wheel off the ground.
Right.
I'm scared. I just am.
Yeah.
I'd be the guy that runs that into the back of a car.
They're just so efficient, thorough. There's a special forces connection to the inner city lifestyle. There's these scenes where they're moving faster than the helicopters and the radios because they know where they call the flock. Mm-hmm. They know where homies are. And they got guys rolling down the street letting you know they're over here, they're over there. These kids are cutting through alleys. Like,
it's awesome.
Literally faster than a radio just through family tribal communication.
It's badass.
It's Thanksgiving every day.
Yeah, it really is. Thanksgiving. I don't think I even asked you about how was your Thanksgiving.
Oh, thanks, man. Yours was so thick that we talked for 3 days and you never asked me once how mine was.
Yeah, how was your Thanksgiving, by the way?
I could sum it up pretty quick with that I didn't have any mashed potatoes.
Oh, okay.
How does that sound to you?
I got you. Good. Was everybody happy, though?
Yeah, I had a great time. Okay. My dad's a single guy and takes care of my grandma.
Uh-huh.
Never been quite a cook.
Right.
So we had some green beans and some,
okay.
I think it was like a rotisserie chicken because there were just three of us. We didn't eat a whole turkey.
Uh-huh.
And some of those egg noodles that were rock.
Oh, yeah.
I love those things.
Yeah.
So yeah, we just hung out, did that.
It felt good though, right?
It was great to see everybody.
Good.
But mashed potatoes were missing.
Okay. Right. Everyone has their thing.
It does.
Right. I don't eat, you know, obviously I haven't been eating meat. I'll eat a fish here and there.
A McFish.
Oh, so good. So perfect and disgusting. The otter. I ate macaroni and cheese basically for 3 days straight.
Homemade?
Yeah.
Like out of the oven or stovetop?
Out of they baked it, which was good.
That's my favorite style, man.
Well, it was very good. And if anyone in my family ever hears this, I liked it a lot. It was very good.
Right.
But after 3 days, I was ready. I was ready for something new. And I didn't want to offend anybody. And she made this, it's called pink stuff. She calls it pink. It's like whipped cream and like pie cherries and walnuts. And
yeah.
It's really good.
Like a fluff dessert.
So I just ate like noodles and cheese and then like sweets.
Yeah.
Which was great.
That's your standard diet when it's not Thanksgiving too.
I know.
See,
but this
every
was like,
day's Thanksgiving.
This was like, we're going all out for the next 3 days on that diet.
So just to paint the scene, you went out of town. You were going to Oklahoma and that was on Friday, right?
No, we left Thursday morning.
You left Thursday.
So Thanksgiving morning.
Gotcha.
4 hour drive. Now let me back you up here.
Please.
Before we go down there, I was feeling really good.
You were. You were texting me. You were stoked.
Yeah, my brother texted me. One of them, I have five brothers. One of them texts me, the one that lives here in town. He's like, I'm a little not as stoked as I would be to go to the lake this year. You know, it was supposed to rain. He had work to do.
Yeah.
And I was like, you got to just zen mode through it, man. He's like, well, what are you going to do when, you know, the kids are misbehaving and, you know, grandma's looking at you funny.
Right.
And everyone's kind of annoyed.
Now it's hot in here.
Right. And then your wife's like, you're bored or, you know, it's a little house. Like our lake house isn't big.
Is it on the prairie?
No, it's on the lake. By the way, Michael Landon, beautiful, beautiful hair. My grandma's lake house is too down. So we just hang out there. Right. Oh, hi, kitty. Pasha Kitty says hello. She just hopped on my lap. She knows. She knows I'm going through it. So
she does.
She does. She's tapped in. So my brother's like, well, what are you going to do? I'm like, I'm just going to go zen mode, man.
Yeah.
Like I'm just, if my daughter starts kind of getting a little rambunctious as a kid does, I'll just take her to look at the water or something. Okay. In my mind, problem solved, right? Or if anyone else has a problem, like, I'll just go zen mode. And like, just wait. Usually if you just wait, it'll kind of work itself out.
That's life.
Okay. Right. We got down to the lake in record time. It was beautiful.
The like, drive was good.
It's a 3 hour drive. A lot of the times it takes us about five.
Sure.
But this one, we were there in 3.5 hours.
I like beef jerky and I get it.
Slept. I mean, it was wonderful.
Yeah.
Everyone was great. Like me and the wife's listening to her stuff. I'm listening to my stuff with the AirPods.
Okay. So it's all of you in the car.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I thought it was just you and Jacob. I'm sorry.
No, my brother drove separately.
Got it.
Okay. So we get down there and within about, I'm going to say an hour and a half, I was ready to leave and go home.
Just walked in the door.
Walked in the door.
Thursday night.
Yeah, on Thursday afternoon, we got there. We left at, oh yeah, we walked in, we got there at like noon, okay? About 2 o'clock, I'm like, we're just going to leave. I even said it out loud. I was like, I think we're just going to go, right?
God and everybody.
Well, because the youngest, you know, there's a thing. Like, I just want to be a good dad. I want people to think I'm a good dad. Like, that started creeping in. Like, because I don't know. They see
these people are judging me. I'm not living up to their expectations.
Right. They're old school. Like, they want me to spank my kid. I'm not going to do it. Totally. Like, there's a whole thing there. Everyone's coming from a place of love. So let's not get it twisted. Exactly. Everyone is happy that we're there. I'm happy we're there.
Yeah.
But, like, I let my frustration of, like, oh, I look like a piece of shit dad. My kid looks like
inadequacy.
She's 14. She's going to have neck tattoos.
Yeah.
That was creeping in, bro. It just started creeping in on me, man.
Nothing wrong with neck tattoos.
Yeah. And then, yeah, after about 2.5 hours, I was ready to leave. And I audibly said, I think we're just going to go ahead and go. Right. Which didn't go over well.
Did like the gas go out of the balloon or what happens when you say that?
Does
the
room nothing. Go people were just kind of looking at me like, oh, is he serious?
Or I kind of feel like they're looking at you like, again, Chris.
Well, I did look at you. Last year, I did leave early, too.
I know.
Yeah. Right. Well, my wife was pregnant. It was a whole thing. The big part of going down there is doing work. Okay.
What do you mean?
We have to rake leaves. It's an
maintain the property.
Maintain the property. And because
groundskeeping.
Right. There's a lot. It's a lot of leaves, bro.
So it's not a full time home. No one's staying there. It's like your vacation.
Yeah.
So you get down there and you got to, yeah, I get it now.
You got to maintain.
Totally.
Right. Now people help out when they're down there, but I only go down once a year now because of the kids.
Yeah.
Fast forward to like, I'm cooling out. Everything's cool. I'm like, all right, we're going to stay. It's going to be fine. We finally got some food and like everyone's chilling and it's good. I just chalked it up to like the kids were tired and I was hungry. Okay.
All sounds fair.
Right. Now, the next morning I had developed a plan to get my daughter to listen, to just do a better job of following directions.
And it's nice to make a plan because then it's entertaining. You're not just being an authoritative dad
who's
rigid. No, you're playing the game.
Yeah. I'm like, okay. Because there's like 7 or 8 different ways that she likes to play this game of, I'm not going to follow what you tell me because I don't want to.
Oh, I've seen it.
And I like it. I like that to a certain extent.
She's fun.
Right. But to a certain, but after a while, I'm like, you got to just, come on. It's been 6 hours, dude. Like, let's just listen to one thing I say.
Release me, demon.
Right. Because really all she wants to do is watch TV on the iPad. That's it. That's all she wants to do.
Just trying to get there.
I don't want to be that guy either.
No.
For a little while. Yeah, cool.
Like, I think they call it screen time now.
Yeah, I'm going to need about 2 hours of screen time, and that's about where I feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Okay, so I start feeling like, oh, I'm neglecting.
From what I've heard, your idol himself did not let his kids enjoy the iPad.
You don't think so?
I've heard that he did not allow screen time at all.
Would you like to remind me who my idol is?
Steve Jobs.
Oh, he did not?
That's what I've heard.
We'll get there.
Okay.
I'll understand Steve better when I get to his age.
Well, I also think you can't avoid screen time at this life.
Going to issue her, like in the military, going to issue her an iPad.
Yeah, here's your jewel pod and your iPad.
Yeah, here you go. Yeah. Start learning. You're 7. Have fun. Exactly. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't unlock it. Please. Right. Wink.
Yeah.
Right. We need to. Side note. Me and my brother were talking. I have a very firm belief that right now, most 12-year-olds in this country, and probably most countries, have seen a human butthole on the internet. Right now. Right now. I want you to think about that.
I'm over here thinking about it. I'm going to agree with you, I think.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Whatever it is. They've seen naked people having sex.
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
It's a pretty normal thing.
I can't imagine when I was 12 being like, oh, no big deal. There's that thing going on. You feel me on that?
Yeah, I guess we're old enough that it was analog.
Oh, we're old, dude.
Right. So when we were finding things like that at 12, it was paper.
Yeah.
Like magazines.
Even then, I think I was like 17 before. I'm like, oh, dad, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Hit a video of some lady pouring beans on it. It's a...
Whoa.
Yeah, it was weird. It was fine. Like, good. Love you to death, man. Miss you. But
yeah, great guy.
Anyways, I don't want to go there.
Sure.
I'm just saying, it's scary. Okay?
It's scary.
So let her have a little Disney time before she goes into like whatever nightmare that I have to worry about later.
You
got to
protect your tribe.
Just giving you a little context here of like, oh, this is fine for 2 hours because later on I'm going to the vein in my neck is going to explode because I'm going to be that like, oh, Jesus, what are they looking at?
Yeah.
Right. And I can't stop it. All right. I'm getting worked up here.
It's a real thing. The internet's scary, man.
Do you feel the energy, the Thanksgiving energy coming through
me
right
now? Oh, you've been dumping it for days.
All right. So I talked to my brother. I'm like, listen, man, let's go rake leaves. It's raining. I'm like, let's just go rake leaves.
Yeah.
In the rain.
Let's work this off.
We did. I'm like, Winnie, if you are cool and you eat all of your meals, okay, there's 3 of them, and you're just cool.
Yeah.
No freakouts, no meltdowns.
I tell myself this every morning, but continue.
Yeah, no screaming at anyone.
Sure. You're right.
Like,
take the track. Yeah, you get it.
Me and Uncle Jake could get you a cool surprise.
Whoa. See, I don't even have that action. So she's lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going.
All right. The whole day goes by. Everything's great, right?
She's chill. You're raking leaves.
She's chill, but she's still being a 3-year-old.
She ate her food.
Aren't around 3-year-olds for that long, they're going to annoy the shit out of you. I don't care who. It just... If you're not used to being around a 3-year-old that long, you're going to get annoyed.
Even when you're used to it.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably. Or even if, you know, you're the most chill person, you're going to like, I'm going to go for a walk.
Yeah.
You're just going to need a breather.
A little me time.
Okay. Anyways, long story short, me and Jacob had a disagreement, my brother, about if we give the dolls or not. Right. And then it turned into us like yelling at each other in front of everybody.
Yeah.
This is 24 hours probably into the weekend experience.
There's a catchphrase that really offends you that I think you should share.
Okay, what?
The one of the thing that Winnie overheard.
Oh, okay. Someone in our heated battle said she doesn't deserve a prize.
Yeah, a reward or
yeah.
She doesn't deserve it. She didn't do good enough.
Right. Which, you know me, I don't feel like anybody deserves anything.
You
ever.
Don't.
I just don't.
I'm an earner. You're like a, nah, not like that.
You don't deserve anything.
Totally.
Like everything's kind of just, you know, it's, you're, yeah.
Yeah.
We don't need to get into it. Family times.
Exactly.
That's what really set me off.
But see, that's there's not a lot left in you. I see you every day, basically. Mm-hmm. And there's not a lot of ego left in you.
There's
a couple spots where your otter yeah. gets ruffled.
Well, he hit the button.
Exactly.
Right. And like when I get mad, which I'm not good at getting mad. I'm just not. I get mad. I'm not good at it. Okay. Because I don't get mad very often, dude. I just don't.
Nice.
I start stuttering.
You do.
Because I'm like, because I don't, the energy is too much. Like, I'm not going to swing on anybody.
Yeah,
if you're gonna hit me when we're yelling at each other, just knock me out then, because I'm done doing this.
Yeah, you're like a dreidel that's spinning too fast. Like,
yeah, like it's the workout.
You yeah. can't do it.
Right. I just say horrible things. So I was like, "You've been a jerk to my kid all weekend."
Right.
Which I knew would hurt his feelings because I was mad.
And you also, and everyone. This isn't everyone. This isn't just Chris. It's always harder with an audience.
Oh my
God. Do you know what I mean?
I only see these people maybe max 3 days out of the year.
If this exact scenario would have gone down between the three of you or just you guys,
I don't know, wouldn't
have talked it out, would have worked it out. But you got grandma watching, the turkey's burning.
Uh-huh.
There's a ton of energy in the room.
It sucked. It just straight up sucked. It just sucked balls. It was just bad. Because everyone loved each other.
And
but
we've all been there.
It just sucked.
One way or another.
Right. So like, yeah, I'm putting her shoes on and we're leaving, right?
Yeah.
I mean, another little thing broke out, but it's family stuff. Like, it wasn't like we're getting ready to like stab each other. It wasn't that crazy. It was just like,
right.
Yeah, it was bad, dude.
Chris and I grew up poor. And weird shit happens when you're poor.
Yeah,
people.
It was like we reverted into like poor people fighting over like something nice.
Yeah.
But it was just like getting my kid to listen.
Right.
Right. Okay. Which everyone, good intentions. It was good intention.
Sure.
Now in the moment, I'm like, you don't know anything.
Yeah.
And he's like, here's the thing. My brother's, he's a tough dude.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
very cool.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
the shit. I love him to death. He's awesome. He really is. He's highly intelligent, great heart.
Super athlete.
Better at sports than I've ever been in my life.
Yeah.
Right. He could do anything he wanted to if he just did it. Right. He like got up on the edge of the chair. Right. Of like, mm-hmm. oh, are you going to kick my ass, bro?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
now's the time.
If he wanted to verbally assault me, he could.
Right.
Because he's that smart.
Right.
But he was just like, yeah. The athlete took over of like,
yeah.
I'm going to break your spine, bro.
Yeah. Now I'm going to score a touchdown.
Yeah. Until until you tell me you love it. Right.
Yes.
So I leave. Right. I'm like, but I'm gone. Fuck
yep.
this. I was thinking about just like waking up the baby, getting the wife. I'm like, we're leaving.
Totally. It's- Another thing to know since we're revealing all is that Chris and I are what's called leavers.
Yeah.
I'm we like, will just go ahead and leave.
Bye.
Okay, now continue.
Well, and here's the reason behind this, okay? You're smiling so much. I'm glad.
I love it.
I would much rather, I literally said this. I'm like, if I'm going to be bummed out and stressed, I'll do it at my own house.
Yeah, exactly.
Why am I being bummed?
I
drove 4 hours to be bummed out and stressed here?
Yeah.
It's a tiny little lake house.
This?
There's fish hooks everywhere.
And not a single mickfish.
No.
Fuck this.
No.
I'm out.
Everything's dangerous.
Right.
Or old. If it's at my grandma's, it's going to break and she's going to be mad. Or you go to my lake house, there's fish hooks and knives.
Exactly.
It's terrifying.
Right.
It's not cool.
Let's not use the good shiny. You got any Tupperware?
Yeah, exactly. If everything was plastic and had Nerf on it, I wouldn't care.
It's perfect.
Yeah, throw up everywhere. I don't give a shit.
Totally.
Please.
Yeah.
Please, take your shit in your diaper and throw it at me.
Plastic sheets and stuff.
Yeah, party time. Right, but you can't do that. Everything's old and fragile or dangerous and you're going
to
die.
Another thing, as poor people, we like to pretend we're not.
Right. Oh,
do you
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
I used to, but I'm like, yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
But Like, why we gotta get the fancies out? No. Someone's gonna fuck it up and then we're all gonna be mad.
Right, let's rinse off the plastic plate.
Yeah.
Rinse it off.
Totally. The little styrofoams that are sectioned.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Exactly.
The long ones, the rectangle ones.
Yeah, yeah. And you've got like a spot for your roll. It's like, maybe I want the party
that's
to mix.
How you
maybe
know
I
we're
don't.
Poor is that we are aware that there's right. a rectangular one and it's nicer.
And if you don't like sporks, fuck you.
I don't even care, but yeah. Yeah. Now I'm like watching football. I'm mad. I'm like, good, get him, kill him.
Yes.
I don't even care.
Nope.
5 minutes into my like leaving the house and like putting my kid to bed, I'm like immediately texting my brother. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, Chris, you got sucked in big time. One
he
of my
did.
Favorite teachers, I'll call him a teacher. I'm not even gonna, I just beat his name to death. You can look it up. He says, if you think that you're tapped in or that you're enlightened, go spend a weekend with your family somewhere.
Right?
Yeah. And it's true. Like I was feeling so groovy and smooth. I think you asked me how I'm feeling and I said cashmere.
Yes.
Right. Which is exactly how I was feeling. It was accurate. I'm like, yes, this is perfect. Like,
yeah.
Nice, but good. Like, both feminine and masculine qualities are going here.
Like the hairless cat from Austin Powers.
Yeah. Yeah, I was feeling good.
Sassy, but clean.
Yeah, like, you know the thing's clean.
And I'm smart.
That's how I was feeling. But yeah, if you feel like you're enlightened or tapped in, go spend a weekend with your family.
Yeah. I love the holidays.
Very accurate. It took me an hour and a half before I was like, I'm going to kill myself or them.
Yeah. And right. So that leads me into where I've been, because this isn't a sob story or anything. I love my tribe and my family.
I got to finish here.
Okay.
This is beautiful.
We're getting there.
Okay, so about 10 minutes into me leaving and like being like contemplating waking people up to like drive 3 hours and like just dealing with that from the wife of like,
and
you idiot.
The insanity of when you're mad and it's a spiral.
I immediately texted my brother. I'm like, listen, I love you. It's the first thing I said.
Yeah.
Got some training going on here. And I'm sorry that I blew up on you, but you can't do that. Right?
Right.
And then after about 2 hours of texting each other, like, you know, we were breaking up in high school.
Totally.
We'd worked it all out.
That's great.
He was feeling inadequate.
School, you don't.
I was feeling like they were judging my parenting style.
Of course.
We just let it all out. And I feel like that like won the whole weekend. Like it made it worth it to go down there and like, oh, I didn't realize you were feeling that way at all.
Yeah.
And it's not like just this weekend. Like he's like, we never get to see each other. You know, you're always busy with the pod or your family. And I get it. He's working. He coaches baseball.
All valid. Right.
Right. And he's like, you know, you're the only family I got. And you know, it's a big thing.
It is.
I didn't think about why he would snap until I snapped. And I totally agree why he'd snapped. I get it now.
Necessary.
Oh yeah. But he didn't know the other side of the thing either. It was just cool that like we had to yell at each other in front of the old people and embarrass each other.
Yeah.
To become closer.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to call Thanksgiving a success, even though I was miserable literally 98% of the time.
You know, that might be how life ends up going for most of us.
Oh yeah.
I'm going to call it a success.
It was great.
But there were some times that were like,
it was unreal.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Secretly, I think I'm not going to say he planned the whole thing, but he got in my head.
Yes.
He planted the seed of doubt, bro.
Yeah.
Like he wouldn't have talked.
I mean, do you think that he doesn't have kids if he had children, would it have changed the dynamic of that situation?
What are the children?
About the same as yours. I mean,
yeah, it would have changed big time. Because okay. He'd be like, oh, yeah, they're not going to listen no matter what you do.
Yeah.
And I don't think cracking that ass is going to help.
Right.
Let me tell you something. My parents spanked me. It did no good.
No good.
All it did was make me outsmart them.
No, taking my dirt bike did more than spanking me.
Oh, yeah. My mom dressed me in a Tweety Bird shirt.
Oh, it's a good one. That's a great one.
It said brat on it.
See, nowadays I'd be like, give me that shirt. I want to wear it.
Oh, yeah. But then
when it was, yeah,
crucial. Like you're starting to think that you're starting to get into chicks and you're cool now.
Yeah.
And now you're wearing a Tweety Bird shirt every day of the week. Same shirt to school. That was the best punishment she ever. I didn't get in trouble for a year and a half after that, bro.
Yeah.
Now if she would have just hit me. Yeah, I got a good 6 hour window where I'm going to be cool.
Totally.
And then I'm like, okay, now how do I get away with it?
You're just hiding better.
Yeah. Like how do I
outsmart
them? That's
all you're doing. Exactly.
Right. So I'm just not. I don't know. I thought about it. I can't do it. I can't hit my kid. I just can't. I can't spank him.
Yeah.
I tried to one time because I was that mad. My hand like it was like angels in the outfield. You ever seen that?
Yes.
Like it wouldn't let me.
Yes. Like, and God said no.
Yeah. And then I felt terrible. I'm like, ah.
The shame on yourself. Dude, shame's a weird thing.
Right.
And I could see, I don't have kids, but I could see how physical discipline would be just as hard on the, what's that old saying? This hurts me more than it hurts you.
There's a lot of those. We'll call them tropes or cliches. There's a reason why they still exist, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're real. It does. When I get mad at her, I feel terrible for much longer than she does.
Sure.
Right.
And once again, not having kids, I feel that way in all of my relationships. When you're mad because you're mad, that they're mad, that I'm mad, that you're mad, and now I'm just mad. And it's like, when's it going to stop?
It made me realize that like I hold my family to a different standard than I hold everybody else. Yes. I don't understand that.
It creates this different expectation of what success is or proud
Right.
is.
Right. Why? I'm going to tell you a secret. None of those people are blood related to me.
Well, I know, but we could make a movie on your story, and we should, because Chris's family tree makes no sense. Like, the Fibonacci sequence doesn't even begin to touch on it.
It's great, though, but yeah.
It's a beautiful thing, but very complicated, and we don't have time.
It's so insane.
And, you know, like, I agree. The relationship with my dad, we're really great friends. He's my first best friend. Taught me how to be a man and be crazy and adventure and all that stuff.
He just gave us hugs 20 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah. We just saw him. He said he loved us both.
Yeah,
but there is a dynamic there that is different than anyone else in my life, where I feel as if I'm never doing good enough, or I'm never living up to that expectation. And I don't think it's anything that he's ever intentionally done. It's just this thing. And you don't have your dad.
Right.
But I'm sure you can relate to that feeling of, like, even with your dad gone, do you feel like you're ever going to live up to it? Are you ever?
Let me explain something about my dad.
Yeah.
It didn't matter what I was doing. He was the biggest cheerleader.
He was. He loved our bands.
Did not matter what. I would, like, mail it in like effortless.
Yeah.
Like some shit that I'm like, I just got to get this over with.
Yeah.
And he would tell people about it for weeks.
Oh, yeah.
But can I tell just a slight story just so you get
an
idea?
Please, please.
I was trying to date this chick for a very long time. Okay. This is high school. This is now the summertime and I'm playing summer league baseball. Okay. My dad didn't drink a lot, but he did it in summer for my baseball thing.
Sure.
He was a guy that would wear like white beaters, but he had to be a gut. You start picturing him.
He's an ape.
He used to be very handsome. Now he looks like an ape. But you love it. He's still handsome. He's a handsome ape.
Beautiful man.
Right. But just disgusting, right? Loved him. So I get this chick to come to the game, right? Attractive, like tall, like out of my league. I told her, because I was a jackass, I'm like, I'm going to hit a home run for you.
Yeah. Babe Ruthed it.
And I get up to the bat, and I fucking did it.
Yeah.
I hit a home run. I didn't hit home runs, but I hit a home run.
Yeah.
And I'm like running the bases. I'm like, I'm the shit.
You are.
I'm the shit, right, man? Yeah. Smell it.
Yeah.
Because it smelled good.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Like, that's why I don't fucking stop chewing my fingernails, because I'm the shit, and I want to taste that, bro. Right? You get me?
Oh, you dog.
Yeah. I'm rounding third base, headed to home, which is where you would see everyone, right?
There they are. They're cheering for you.
My fucking dad is three quarters of the way up the backstop, climbing it like fucking King Kong, screaming, that's my fucking kid.
Yes.
Mustard stains, hot dog in the hand.
Oh, yeah.
Like spitting, like that stoked, right? He celebrated everything I did.
He did.
Even when he got mad at me, he thought it was funny what I did.
Always proud of you. You know, our dads are very similar. That reminds me of when my dad found the rain gauge bong we made.
It was impressive, right?
And was lecturing us on the patio, but could not be proud the whole time.
Well, your dad worked at like a mechanical place, a Granger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They supply most of the world's like mechanical needs.
Exactly. Like large industrial stuff.
So he knows about engineering things.
He does. Navy guy.
Oh, yeah. Very smart. He's like, oh man, you guys fucking put
together. We took a 3-foot rain gauge and then like the top of a soap handle dispenser that was metal, flipped it upside down.
Oh yeah, but it didn't leak. It was perfect.
It was watertight.
Yeah, we didn't use hardly any tape.
No, no.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. He was impressed with the quality of it.
Yeah.
He was still irate.
My mom was screaming and he's just laughing. Like, we had very similar dads, man.
Yeah.
Party boys.
Oh yeah. But I hold my family to a different standard, even though I don't understand why I do that. And they do it to me too. I don't know why, because I'm closer to you than I am with most people. And I've told you numerous times, be free, my son.
You have.
I don't care what you do.
Right.
I don't, it's better for this. It's better for you. It's better for me.
Everybody.
You don't feel like you got a leash at all.
Right. The wolf does not want a leash.
No.
No.
The wolf is going to do what a wolf does.
Bro. I like how you started that though. It's backwards of not only the expectations that family makes you feel, but the expectations that you feel of your family.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful way to look at it, because thinking of dads, the expectations I put onto him are probably just as intense as the ones I feel him putting onto me.
Yeah, we're not even aware.
And we're not even aware of it.
Right.
Of what do people think I expect from them? What kind of damage or help am I doing to others by what they think I expect?
You're not, and it probably isn't even close to reality, bro.
Exactly.
That's what I found out through me and my brother, like, fucking getting mad at each other.
Yeah.
Is that I didn't understand what I meant to him and where he was coming from.
Right. Oh, we love each other? Whoa, weird.
Yeah.
I had to scream at you?
Yeah, well, we already knew that, but like, it was like he's living up to a standard that I wasn't setting for him. Or I said it was
totally
not exactly the right way, but that's, I figured out that like I'm putting pressure on him to like impress me somehow.
I agree.
Right.
I think also with family, I know that family, nothing's permanent, but there is a more feeling of permanence with family. So you feel safer sometimes to blow up and scream.
Cause you can't get rid of these people.
For example, you and I aren't blood.
Right.
But we've been through so much in our 30 years on the planet that I know you're not going anywhere. I might go away for a weekend.
Right.
But like, what, everyone should know this. At least once every 2 weeks, Chris and I scream at each other.
Oh, yeah. And I mean it.
And we don't get any work done. Like, we got together. We got 8 hours to make an episode or to shoot a video. And we just, like, Jared ate too much LSD and now we're yelling at each other. It happens a lot.
Yeah, it does.
But that's how it works, man.
It's fine, though.
Because I know I can do that. Or you can do that.
Yeah.
Or, like, we got together last night to shoot this episode that we're doing right now. And we literally talked about family and girls and life for 6 hours.
Yeah.
We didn't get any work done, but that's the big work.
Yeah.
That's what gets us back here, talking to our tribe, talking to our family.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We were sitting around the table eating, right? When I decided we were going to leave. And I'm just looking at everybody. And you know those, I don't know what you'd call it, but like people put their hand on the table. It's like spooky magic shit. And they all focus and they can lift the table off, right? They're not picking it up. They just have their hands on top of it. They're all focused, right? I was looking at them like, I wouldn't try to do any of that with any of you people. Right?
Right.
Right. Because they're my family.
Hmm.
Now, if I try to imagine the people I would put there at that table.
Yeah.
All these people have criminal records. I've seen them do very disgusting things.
Poor people got poor ways.
They've probably stolen from each other, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, worse shit than my family's ever done.
Uh-huh.
Why?
Well, that game's called Table Up, and my family used
There's a name for this.
Yes, my family would play it at all of the holidays. It's called...
You guys are fucking hippies, dude.
Oh, we're like, there's some Wiccans.
You guys are like witch hippies.
Oh, witch hippies, for sure. Yeah, yeah. I come from a long line of witch hippies.
I feel like everyone in your family is like Stevie Nicks or Aleister Crowley.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what are you guys doing, bro?
Yeah.
Like,
so
chill out.
Table Up is a good one, man. And it's just it's a mind over matter thing and a trust thing. Like, kind of like a trust fall.
Where does that shit work?
How does it? It's just magic, like anything else.
Okay, but when you say magic, it makes me think of like Chris Angel. Like, did you believe that you actually ever did that in real life?
Oh, I've been there, dog.
For real?
You can get the table up on one leg, my dude.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
I'll have to show you sometime. We just need a four-legged table and four
now,
good
see,
friends.
It's beautiful. This is a good contrast.
Right.
That your family actually did that shit.
Oh, for real.
In my like weird delusion, I'm like, you people wouldn't be able to.
Yeah, when we were doing it. We also had a Light as a Feather, Stiff as a Board, made famous in the movie The Craft.
Okay, now more Wiccan witch shit.
I knew about that before that movie came out.
Are you like jumped into some like blood oath thing, man? Be real with me.
If I am, I'm not aware.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Okay.
There's possible like there's a baptism
I'm
in
not
the fire.
Whatever, please. I don't know. Like,
me neither.
Maybe that's the coolest shit ever. I don't know.
Yeah, there's something. You know, I can tap into something. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we have that weird kombucha in the fridge.
Yeah.
It's smoked French apple or whatever. And we rolled the dice on it. And it doesn't taste right. But I keep wanting to drink it. Like, that's a little bit like how I feel like you're like, why does it taste like that? But why do I like it so much?
Yeah.
Like, how do you hide the Wiccan shit? It doesn't come out.
You're
like, oh, yeah, I know about that. Yeah.
Well, it's not cool to talk about. I mean,
is it not? I don't know.
Not to me. I don't know.
Okay. I have no idea. It's cool for me to talk about.
I go to Renfest every now and then.
Yeah.
And like,
I played baseball and video games. Like, we never did any like spooky shit.
Yeah. From the get go, man, I was taught that like, the real magic is nature and that like the greatest power in the world is the creation of life. And like, I mean, I was there on some deep level shit
okay.
from the beginning.
Okay. So they're maybe not all kookies.
No, my grandpa was a nature guy, like very,
it's just,
Emerson.
It feels Blair Witch when you say Wiccans makes me think of those little stick guys in Blair Witch.
Well, you got to understand we're all kind of like Viking weirdos. So I don't mean Wiccan like.
You're just some like ancient.
Yeah. There's
you
just
know,
some old blood.
Country magic stuff.
Country magic.
I like that.
I like that.
I like that, dude. Yeah, country magic.
Yeah.
You guys are like the hills of, you know, wherever Vikings are from magic.
It's like a samurai and his top knot, but instead it's a rat tail. And if you cut it, you lose your power.
Some Samson.
Samson.
Okay,
precise.
Sammy.
Yeah.
Sammy.
Yeah, dude.
Hey, Sammy, don't let her touch your rat tail.
Don't you let her touch your rat tail.
You won't be able to get as much air in your four-wheeler. Yeah. That's you though, but you guys are like doing seances and stuff at Thanksgiving.
Yes, for real.
That's tight.
That's
bro.
Not a joke.
That's really weird. Like no one was like weird. No one was like
no,
now
tarot,
we drink the blood.
A lot of tarot card readings you going on.
Drink some blood?
I've drank blood before, yeah.
Like whose blood? Someone at the table's blood or
no,
like
no, I've never consumed human blood though.
Oh, okay, okay. But like frog blood or
yeah, like frog blood.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's how you get.
You're looking
the,
at me like it's all making sense now.
Yeah, well, it's incredible that I've known you this long, and like I'm still like, oh, that's who you are.
Well, the wolf knows stuff, man.
Yeah, he's just gonna do what he does, man. Yeah. He's great, but his piss smells god awful.
Like toasted almonds.
Why are you mad at the wolf for destroying the campsite?
Exactly. You shouldn't take have left him
that
for
there.
A walk.
You shouldn't have left that there.
Right.
Right.
That's why they make the bear barrels for hiking. Like, oh yeah. No one's mad at the bear.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, but I'm like, you know what? It just kind of blurred the lines of like, everyone's my family.
Thank you. That's
I shouldn't
where
be
I
mad
want.
At anyone.
Right. I'm thinking of everyone who's listening, who's my family. You know right now I'm thinking of you. I don't need to say all of your names, but that's what I keep thinking of is I didn't have any mashed potatoes this year and I hung out with my dad and my grandma, which is dope and I love them, so but that's awesome. The only family I got.
Right.
So if you're listening to this, even if we haven't met in person, you're my tribe. You're my people. I'm here for you in whatever capacity that might
yeah,
be.
Watch 12 o'clock boys.
Watch 12 o'clock boys and then get back to us. Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone's invited to Thanksgiving next year.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Because like, it's every day.
Right. Except I don't know if I'm going down the lake again, bro. This is going to be a repeat.
We'll just do Happy Fun Smiles Thanksgiving.
Yeah, dude. Happy Fun Feast. I'm into that idea.
So while you were out of town, I wrote the single most profound sentence of my life. It's here in the notebook.
I don't want you to have any expectations. Don't look at my face. Just say it.
What else could we be but an apple on a tree?
Very nice. Very biblical.
You think that's biblical? Oh, I see the biblical tie.
Mm-hmm.
And then right after that, I wrote, I'd name my kid Pine if someone would pop one out.
Jared's last name is Meadows. So Pine Meadows.
Pine Meadows. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But now here's the other thing about that is I know of a trailer park specifically named Pine Meadows.
Wow. We could live there.
Yeah. We could buy it and make it awesome, right?
We could buy it.
Yeah. Pay everybody's lot fees, I think they call them.
I think so.
Yeah, but make them dope, though. Like nice. Like
double deckers. You've seen that?
Triple deckers.
Whoa. We're going up.
Right. Yeah. We're not going wide. We're going tall.
Because you can't charge me for going up. You can only charge me for getting two lots. I'm going sky high.
You don't know the airspace, man.
Yeah. Pine Meadows, a.k.a. Little Manhattan. Manhattan.
It's the crab apple.
Oh my God. Yes!
Right. It's getting better.
We're working on it.
We just need someone to give us some money and like we're not gonna do anything for personal reasons. Yeah. Like we're just gonna build this fucked up crazy trailer park funhouse thing.
And you're all invited.
Yeah, come on. We got Nerf guns and hot dogs.
Right.
Play.
We established early on, no one's boogering anybody's wife. No. We're just hanging out.
No, yeah, right. You're good.
We're good.
Yeah, like we'll whatever you like. Like we'll pay for WWF, the showtimes for whatever, or you get it.
Right. Will he bite me? It's a wolf.
Yeah, you can't get mad at him. Don't yell at him.
Right.
I'm learning that I can't yell at you because it doesn't work.
I can't smash you with a rock.
Yeah, no. I mean, you try to do that. Yeah. Overwhelming, just Hall of Fame successful Thanksgiving.
Yeah, just keep on spinning, little dreidel.
Yeah, man.
Is that thing? That's not Thanksgiving. That's Hanukkah.
You
guys get it.
The holiday season. Right now, I've learned a lot this year at Thanksgiving, and I'm not going to go into Christmas with some Zen shit.
I like how you said Christmas.
Yeah.
Because it's your name.
Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah, it's Christmas. What do you call it? Well, holiday season.
Christmas. I don't know.
It's another, this is a, if you don't know this, someone tell us, Hindu people celebrate a Christmas thing?
Yeah, we went to Krishna's birthday, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's
right. We were there.
It's in July. Okay,
yeah,
Christmas in July. Okay, cool.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah.
Problem solved. Yeah. Then. All right, right on, man. I am
thoroughly barbecued.
I'm done.
Yeah, yeah. That's your catchphrase.
I'm just kidding. I got worn out again thinking about like, oh, you yelled at your brother because you're an angry person, Chris. I'm not. It just, you know,
it's all love. Love. The polarity is weird, man.
That's
it's
what
the
it was.
Same.
We love each other that much. We're like, ah!
But I hate you right now.
Yeah.
That's how much I love you.
Yeah.
And you got to go get your car because you broke a windshield twice in a week.
Well, I didn't, but nature, it happened. Yeah, so very exciting times.
Yeah, and enjoy your new dog.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting a new dog.
Very cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give it a week of living with her and then I'll let you know how it goes.
Totally. That's true. Yeah. So we have a Pyrenees dog here with us at the studio. His name is Fenrir.
Mm-hmm.
And as everybody might know, Chris's dog passed away recently and they're picking up a new dog. What kind of breed is it?
It's a Pyrenees.
Oh, wow. Same as Fenrir.
Yeah,
what are you guys going to call her?
Now, I had nothing to do with this. The wife and the kid wanted to call her Fern.
Fern.
So Fen and Fern.
Fen and Fern.
It's getting very weird around here.
Somebody turn the volume up to 11.
Yeah, on the fun weird knob. It's like, it's been getting real
thick.
It gets very deep. Like we don't have enough time to tell you how deep it's been getting. Like just like weird shit like that. I'm like, how is that
in the last
possible?
3 days, I've seen some stuff.
Yeah, how did that? What's going on here?
Yeah.
Or like we're looking for one of your old friends.
Yeah.
You told me like I can't find this person.
Right.
So I started digging around.
Yeah.
Turns out this person's stepbrother is somehow related to my best friend that I haven't been able to find on the internet for my whole life.
Yeah.
And I was spelling the last name wrong.
And we're best friends, you and I.
Yeah.
And that's full circle.
And now they're like, it's a weird thing.
Yeah.
That's just one little nugget.
Oh,
of like,
there's so many.
It got to the point where I'm just not even phased. I'm like, yeah.
Me neither. Me cool, neither. Man. Oh, quick trips. That's cool. Fibonacci sequence. That's cool. Whatever.
Yeah, it keeps going.
There was a rat all along. Yeah. I just now found out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it keeps going.
Oh, yeah. We're writing a book, y'all. So stay tuned.
Yeah, man. All right. We love you so much. We have stuff to do. I'm sure you do. Thanks for letting us in your head again.
More videos coming soon. I hope you liked Crab Night. We loved making it.
Later.
Bye.
Bye.